This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Dr. Michael Jones, Quantum Vision Centers, 855-260-EYES. If you need anything done eye-related, particularly the LASIK surgery where you get rid of the glasses, you get rid of the contacts forever, let him do it. It takes about 11 seconds to do, and your eyes are fixed forever. He's one of the best in the country at it. 855-260-EYES, practices on both sides of the river. He can do it all. Dr. Michael Jones, tell them I sent you, 855-260-EYES.
All right, here's an optic for you guys. All right, look, I'm holding my phone up, and these are just pictures. Marlins man was texting me pictures last night. So I'm just going to spin through. Let me know when it stops. These are all pictures of him hanging with fans, having a great time at the game last night with Cardinal Cowboy. And my wife is like, who's that? We're at Circus Floor. I said, oh, it's Marlins, man. Why is he sending you? I said, I don't know. I've never met the man. We did a story on Fox 2 that I set it up and I couldn't go. So Zach did the story. And anytime he's in town or coming to town, he sends me all the pictures. He said he's off to London now for the Red Sox Yankees, which, by the way, would be a great life, wouldn't it? You got enough money, just go to any game you want to go to.
Didn't he want the Miami Marlins to sign him to, like, an exclusivity deal?
Maybe.
Or was it, like, a cheaper version of, like, his season tickets? Wasn't that a gripe to Jeter and the gang? Was that when he first took over?
They tried to raise prices on his seats. And he said, if you're not trying to win, how about I get a discounted rate? I think everybody took his side on that.
Yeah, and I
saying
agree
basically
with
the Marlins, why should I pay more when you're trying to do less?
Yeah.
You're getting rid of all these great players.
So let's don't bury the lead here. These four girls are out here watching the Women's World Cup, and they're all very attractive. And Chuck just walked by. And I saw Chuck, and I could read lips, and he said, excuse me, have any of you seen a weightlifting belt?
I saw him put on his sunglasses real quick, right before he, and then I saw him get his puffed out chest, and, you know, obviously leg day for Charlie.
No, what I noticed was he went, my lady. And as soon as he got to the door, 590, he went,
he's trying to swipe his
sucking
teeth
it in.
Before
he was holding it in as long as he possibly could. By the way, it's 1-1, Frank, the United States women taking on Farmburner. Spain. Winner will advance to face France, the host country,
on
Friday.
Environment? Wow.
That's a tough draw, too. That would be the quarterfinals, I believe, on Friday. This is your home for World Cup Insight. Tomorrow, we didn't have time today. Frank and I will hand out our draft grades for the NHL draft over the weekend.
That's right. We're going to break it down.
The Devils won the draft because they got the number one pick. So
just thinking, one time we were losing for Hughes. Remember that?
Yeah.
Losing for Hughes. That was the thing.
And Strick will deny it, but there was a Friday show at Schneidhorst, Hockey Sense, where he had like a draft expert on, and it was probably mid to late December. And we said, wait a minute, is it already lose for Hughes time for the Blues? He said, well, no, we'll just get kind of the landscape of the draft.
Apparently, from one of our texters, our girl Becky Sauerbrunn with a turnover resulting in the Spain goal. That's not good.
We won't show that, of course.
No, absolutely not.
Best fans in soccer. We would not.
That's the problem with having a defender being a really good player. We rarely get to show highlights.
Only if it's bad, for the most part.
Look at her giving a kick out to the midfielder.
It's like when I used to tell Brad Thompson, I'd say, how in the world did you become a broadcaster? You never said anything when you were a player. He goes, yeah, the only time you ever talked to me is when I gave up a 3-run bomb in the 8th.
Yeah, that's probably
right.
True.
Yeah.
He's probably, I had a lot to say. You guys just never came up to me.
Kind of like John Brebbia. Well, I tell you what, though. I do think Brad does a terrific job. You can tell he's just a conversational, just really, he's got to figure it out.
And he's in that clubhouse. He's doing his homework. You know, he's not just, and he didn't have a huge name, so he's working hard. You can tell at knowing who they're, you know.
So if he were a hockey broadcaster, he would be going to the morning skates?
He would be at the morning skate, if I had to guess.
Shot it. You know who.
Chuck is in the house. We got Frank, the coveted hours on deck. All new hot takes that we've been storing up from over the weekend. We never did get a definitive answer. Frank's not going to tell us what that book on tape was.
I may reveal it later on.
Okay.
It's really...
Elizabeth Warren, my way. Frank.
I can promise you it's not freaking that.
The number one book that Frank's not listening to on tape.
There's no doubt about it. I am a big fan, though, of the Bomarito Automotive family. If you're looking for a car, go to bomarito.com. Go through their extensive inventory of new cars, pre-owned cars, and see if they don't have the right car for you. Man, did they do a spectacular job. They sell more cars than any automobile dealership
in the state of Missouri, and they've done it for 11 straight years. Go to bomberito.com. We'll take a break. The Coveted Hour next.